جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا، رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The scriptures and the divine messages arrive safe to their prophets and their messengers and those who have been endowed with the responsibility of carrying them and disseminating them. And it is always based on monotheism, Tawheed. This is the most important fundamental of each and every religion and faith. The worshipping of the one God. Dedicating your life, your feelings, your time, your effort, your energy for that one God. أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That you must worship God and avoid anything other than God becomes طاغوت. But then, unfortunately, after the departure of those great prophets, some of their communities, they start to reverse back. انقلاب. They create انقلاب. انقلبتم على أعقابكم. And they start to interpolate and alter these religions, the values of these religions, the principles of these religions. Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Mecca to make Mecca the center of monotheism. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Makes this vicinity and this city safe. وَاجْنُبْنِي. And turn me away from, and my children, from worshipping idols. وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Imagine what happened after Ibrahim. After the departure of Ibrahim and his son Ismail, that same place, the Kaaba, which is the center of monotheism and Tawheed, turned into the center of polytheism and shirk and disbelief in God. Not that they built another temple next to Kaaba. No, Kaaba itself. They placed their idols at the top of the Kaaba, inside the Kaaba, on all directions. Kaaba, which is the symbol of monotheism and servitude to only God, became the center of idol worshiping. This is how people who came after him, and some of them are his descendants, they were not safe from this alteration. And then after that, you look at Musa alayhi salam. The core message of Musa was to fight prejudice and discrimination and racism, because he is the victim of racism. Inna fir'auna ala fil ard. Pharaoh, who was fighting Moses and the children of Israel, God says about him, he exalted arrogantly in the land. Ala fil ard. He raised himself above others. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. He would enslave some of them. Treated them not just second-class citizens, as no citizens who have no rights. They were enslaved to him. And Musa stood against him, against this injustice, against this racism. But look at what happened after Musa and Harun when they left. When they died, many members of Bani Israel who were the victims of racism and discrimination and bigotry, they became racist themselves. They did not follow the core teachings of their prophet, of their leaders, who God saved him from drowning, and God made him victorious upon Pharaoh and his community. But his legacy after him was not adhered to. It was not respected. It was not upheld. The legacy of Moses that is based on justice. Justice, equality, dignity for all. Some of his followers, they don't uphold to these principles. And then you come to Jesus. Isa alayhi salam again. His message was against class or social stratification. It was against the caste system that divides people into classes and hierarchies. Jesus again came for the equality of the humans. He called for real equality, real justice in his society. Jesus also was fighting bigotry, as he was fighting injustice. But look at what happened after the departure of Jesus. Many of his followers, they shifted away from his tradition and his teachings and his legacy. They built churches that is based on racism and based on bigotry. They built churches. A church that preaches hate. That is not the message of Jesus. They say the message of Jesus is love, but they don't practice love. They don't practice it themselves. They don't practice respect and dignity for others and equality. So his message was distorted after him. The pure message of Jesus was trampled upon by some of his followers who did not remain loyal to him. And then you came to Khatam al-Anbiya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see what the Holy Quran says in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, about some Muslims, what they did to the Prophet. Again, the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of love and kindness and mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Rahmah. The core message of Islam is rahmah. It's compassion, it's forgiveness, it's mercy. It's taking care of others. It's to stop the fighting, to stop the conflict, to stop rivalries between nations and tribes and communities and colors, to bring people together. لا فضل عربي على أعجمي إلا بالتقوى. There is no merit for any human being above others save in piety and righteousness. That's the core message of Islam. Piety and righteousness. And see what people did after the Prophet. The Quran says, this is documented in chapter 3, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. So the Muslims are not a big departure from previous communities who departed from the teachings of their prophets. The Muslims did the same. The vast majority of them did the same. انقلبتم, they turned away. انقلبتم على عقابكم, on your heels. ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Muslims, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. Do not be like communities before you who were divided. They created division. Stay on course. Stay on the path of the Prophet. Be loyal to the teachings of your leader, your Prophet. But they did not. Today we see division. Today we see in many countries Muslims are killing Muslims. It used to be non-Muslims killing Muslims, but today Muslims evolved. Alhamdulillah, evolved. Intellectual, spiritual, evolvement, evolution. So they said to the non-Muslims, no, no, you don't have to come to our land. You just give us the weapon. And some countries, they can supply the money. You don't have to send your troops. We will do the job for you. But Muslims are killing Muslims. Muslims are shelling mosques and churches and places of worship. Muslims are driving families and children and women and elderly from their homes, their villages. Is this the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they diverted from the course of the Anbiya. Anbiya, they bring a message that is pure, clean, good, progressive, dignified, to save the communities. But this is what you see. After Ibrahim, they turned the Kaaba from the center of monotheism into center of polytheism. They put idols inside the Kaaba. Musa alayhi salam works very hard to save his community from slavery, from injustice, from oppression. People who claim that they are following him, they don't follow him. They appeal to racism and oppression and injustice. Isa alayhi salam, who speaks about love, love thy neighbor and love others, today you don't see this love. You see bigotry by some Christians, and the Prophet Muhammad, who spoke about unity and dignity for all humans to save their lives, to save their children and their women, you see some people who subscribe to him. They say we are his followers. They don't follow him. They create tension. They kill their brethren. What does that tell you? It tells you religion should not be taken for granted. Religion is an everyday examination. Every day. Allah tests the people. We cannot, by merely saying, I'm the follower of Jesus or Abraham or Muhammad or Moses, then paradise, the gates of paradise are automatically opened for me. They open by remote control. They don't. Allah says, you have to show me. Because many people, they shift away. They claim we are his follower. The follower of this messenger and this prophet. But when he dies, not just when he dies, when he leaves the community for a few days. Musa left his community for 40 days. He came back, there is a coup d'etat. They arrested his brother Aaron. They appointed someone else. They started worshipping the calf. Al-Ijj. For 40 days, not that long. So Allah says, ولن يضر الله شيئا. Those who shift away, they are not going to hurt God in any way. وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. Those who remain steadfast on the path of their messengers and the prophets are going to be rewarded by their Lord. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We have indeed sent our messengers and prophets with clear proofs بالبينات. And we sent down the book and the balance with them that the people would uphold justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. All divine religions, all divine scriptures, they invite their followers and the people to uphold the principle of justice. They are the premier defenders of freedom for all, dignity for all, and justice for all. As the president-elect assumes the highest office in the nation, we invite him, we the Muslims and non-Muslims, we invite him to reconsider and reverse the pledges, some of his pledges and campaign promises that he gave to his follower. And because some of these promises made by him, it undermines, it hurts the spirit of freedom and dignity and justice for all that is enshrined in the American Constitution. Some of the things that he mentioned, some, not all, the mass deportation of some people, the banning of the entry of all Muslims to the United States of America, the restriction on the freedom of expression, and also speaking not in good manners about women, about minorities, about other religions. He has to sit and think now that he's going to be soon in the White House. He has to be realistic, and he has to respect the American Constitution. because he's going to put his hand in the on the Bible in a few weeks, swearing that he's going to uphold the principles of the Constitution. And some of the promises he made, they violate. They definitely violate the spirit of the Constitution. They are unconstitutional and un-American. And it represents an encroachment on the freedom, the dignity, the justice of many people in this multi-faith society. I'm not alone in this. There are millions of voices today, Muslims and non-Muslims, in this country, that call upon the president to change his view and to change his rhetoric and to change his stand and to declare that there is no room for bigotry and racism in the United States of America. And should invite the country and unite the country around justice and equality and respect and dignity for all American citizens. They deserve this, not just one part of them. And we, my friends, I've heard many Muslims saying that I'm going to leave this country. Where do you go? To what country you go? This is your home. This is your land. This is your future. If you are a citizen, then this is your home. This is your country. The solution is not by running away from the problem. The solution is to stand and be firm and fight. Continue fighting. You have to fight for your rights. God is testing you. This is an imtihan. Sometimes God tests people and leaders with success. And sometimes he tests them with failures too. The failure is a test too. If you read chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, there are many ayat, many verses in this chapter that speaks about the failure of the Muslims during the battle of Uhud, that Allah would come to them and say to them, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not feel weak or defeated. Do not grieve. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be successful if you are true believers. You will be successful again. This is not the last round. The battle of Uhud, it's not the end of the war. This is a test. Because you did not stand for your principles, you were not firm, you depended on your victory of Badr, where the angels supported you, so you did not fight. This is why you failed. It was a test. It was a lesson. Life is a lesson. We learn lessons. So we have to live and continue and fight for our rights. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. Allah says, you need to work harder this time. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ. If some pain afflicts you, if a wound afflicts you, فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. Your adversaries have been afflicted by the same wounds. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ. Look at the wording of the Quran. Allah says these days, politics, who sits in the White House today, who's there tomorrow, نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We make it a cycle to test people. No one is going to stay in the White House forever. This is the president-elect number 45. If the first president said, this is my property, I'm going to stay here forever, the turn would not come to the others. They have to leave. So Allah says, we are testing. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We make it a cycle. So, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So God wants to prove to you who's steadfast and who's the strong believer. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءً. And chooses among you witnesses. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. God does not like wrongdoing. This is a test. Yes. انك life, entire life is test, not just the presidency of the United States. Every day you have a test. In your business, with your children, with your work, with your office, with your house, with your health, with your neighbor, with yourself, every day there is a test. Many tests. What do? You run away from it? You say, no, I don't want to go through this. Where do you go? There is no place on earth which is empty from tests. Everywhere you go, there is a test. And God says, this life is based on test, imtihan. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ You have to bear these difficulties. You have to suffer. كَادِح means you have to suffer. No way you can attain success without suffering. No way. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَقِي This is why we have to get engaged more and more. Not disengaged. Some people say, I leave America, I go back home. You think they're going to respect you back home? Especially when they find you are running away from America. They are not going to respect you. This is your home. You have to struggle. If we want to change, then we have to change. If we like to see some change, we have to change. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. We have to work together. If you look at the reports, the popular vote was not for Donald Trump. He brought about 60 million. His rival brought 60,400,000. So the popular vote goes for her. That tells you that most of the American people, the majority, are not with him. Are not with him. So you are not alone. But this is the electoral college. This is how the system works in America. Based on electoral college, not the popular vote. Whatever resides, whoever resides in the White House, we have to continue our work, my friends. To work with others. To make America safer and better for our children. To make the future of America safer for all religions. This is a multi-faith society. We believe in a pluralism and we respect pluralism. And we should continue to say, without being intimidated or afraid, that there is room in America for everyone. No one should be marginalized. No one should be attacked. There is room in America for everyone. And America is a diversified nation. Inshallah, this Thursday begins the program of the Arba'een. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 nights. Thursday and Friday, we begin at 7 p.m., inshallah, with Salat, an English lecture, followed by Farsi lecture. On Saturday, we begin at 5 p.m. with Salat. Salat al-Maghrib at 5 p.m., 5:30, the Arabic lecture, 7 p.m., the English lecture, 8 p.m., the Farsi lecture, and on Sunday, we have only Farsi lecture at 7 p.m. On Sunday, the 20th, we're going to celebrate the Thanksgiving service at the LDS, the Mormon Church at Bryan. Many of you know this church at Bryan in Irvine, at 7 p.m. inshallah, Sunday 20th of this month, November. And on December 9th, we have an important function with the University Synagogue in Irvine, one of the most important synagogues in California. We're going to have a dialogue between Islam and Judaism, between me and the rabbi at 8 p.m. inshallah. Mark your calendar, please. We want you to be there on December 9th, Friday, December 9th, 8 p.m. sharp at University Synagogue. 8 till 9:30 p.m. inshallah ta'ala. And then you will enjoy kosher food. Not food, refreshment. They said refreshment, so you will enjoy it, inshallah. Allahumma khfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وكلمة أعداء الله هي السفلى. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية، وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين، وعجل في فرج سيدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.